What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're now joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And Brian joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. It's good to be with you. I'm like everybody else, kind of jonesing for some football this weekend and kind of getting myself prepared.
Oh, I am so looking forward to these games. This weekend is often the best of the year, and some of these matchups, especially the Ravens and Bills, I guess that has gone to a pick 'em now. The Ravens had been favored. That is a special game, but they're all look like pretty good matchups. What's your favorite?
Look, if you go to the marquee game, the matchup on Sunday night with Baltimore visiting Buffalo, you got an MVP battle going on. Both those quarterbacks want to do more than just win MVPs. They want a chance at the Super Bowl. But somebody's going home. Somebody's going home disappointed again, whether it's Lamar or Josh Allen, and they got to live with that for another offseason. So somebody is going to be terribly disappointed, and we're going to see both the agony and the ecstasy of whoever comes out on top, whoever loses that game.
Can the Commanders go into Detroit and against a Lion defense that is compromised by injury and a Commander offense that is revitalized and energized by Jaden Daniels, can they go into Detroit and pull off an upset?
I guess anything is possible, you know, once you kick the ball off. I think you have to, in your mind, think you have to find a way to score 30 points, because that's what Detroit does basically every week. And they're even better at home. And they're a juggernaut. I mean, that's the best offensive football, and I don't believe there's anybody close. So Washington has got to figure out a way to manufacture points like that. They've done it on the road in Philadelphia a month ago, but they had five takeaways. Or they had a lot of takeaways that day. But regardless, Jaden Daniels has been remarkable. If they can keep it close and get to the fourth quarter within a score, I believe that Jaden Daniels has the poise, the playmaking ability to finish that game out and come out on top. But it's going to be tough. Like, they got to figure out a way to get stops. When I would say Washington, they're 20 of 23 this year converting fourth downs. I think they've got to go into this game saying every possession is four down territory. And we've got to do everything we can to maintain possession of the ball and play keep away from Jared Goff and those playmakers that he has.
Wow, that would be something if they could out Dan Campbell in a game, right? What about this Eagles Rams game? I don't know why I find it, other than the Bills and Ravens, I think it's going to be the best game, just because I thought the Eagles won the game handily, but I was surprised that, you know, Hurts looked like he hadn't played in a while. It looked like he may have needed that game. Whereas the Rams, I did not expect them to just manhandle Minnesota the way they did. Boy, did they win that game in impressive fashion.
They did. They did. They dominated the Vikings offensive line from the very first play of the game when right. they sacked Sam Darnold on the first play. And they're good. I mean, all those guys are have been drafted, Bobby Brown and Byron Young and Jared Verse. And, you know, the whole group has been drafted in the last couple of years by the Rams. So they've drafted well and they developed well. But the Eagles went out there on November 24th and they waxed them. Saquon had 302 yards of offense. He had 270-plus yard touchdown runs, the first being the first play of the third quarter to blow the game open. Now, that was 2 months ago. I don't expect the game to be played like that. But I think the Eagles are a lot better in the trenches. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that about Jalen. Didn't look particularly good. But, you know, he's 11-0 in his last 11 starts. I'm not counting the Washington start where he got knocked out in the first quarter. But in the games that he started and finished, he's 11-0. And he averages 22 passes a game in those 11 wins. And he's gone 16 touchdowns and one interception in those 11 wins. And that's what he threw last week. He threw 22 passes, two of them were for touchdowns. And, you know, the defense knocked the ball out of the Packers' hands on the opening play of the game on the kickoff, intercepted Jordan Love three times. Vic Fangio's got this defense playing better than any team in football right now. And I think it's going to be a problem for the Rams to run it against this front and to throw it against this secondary. I think they're going to have their problems.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, Baldy, love your football takes, but you got to explain the T-shirt and the hat. Larry Doby, former White Sox player and manager. What's the Larry Doby T-shirt all about?
Well, Larry's my best friend. We were at a college basketball game last night. We actually went to see Davidson play LaSalle in North Philly last night. And my buddy's brother-in-law is the head coach at Davidson. So we went over there together. So, he gives me some gifts from his dad, who I was good friends with. And so I thought, I should at least honor Larry and his great father on all my podcasts today. So here I am in a Cleveland Indians hat and a Larry Doby Sr. T-shirt right
That's
now.
That's awesome.
That's outstanding. Tell us about Kansas City at home against Houston. Houston, they won. So, I mean, they're there,
Yeah. No, look, I mean, they played week 16, and Kansas City won that game 27-19. So They just played a month ago in Kansas City. And really, the game was even closer than 27-19. It was a well-played game. I mean, that's the game, if you remember, Mahomes was questionable with a bad ankle. And there he is in the opening drive going 15 yards right up the middle on a scramble for the opening touchdown of the game. He converted, fourth and two for a big play, a third and eight late in the game to hang on to the ball, to go kick the last field goal. But Houston hung in there. Now, they played with Tank Dell back then, and Tank's not part of the offense anymore because of an injury. But they're a well-coached team. I thought if they were going to win last week, that it had to be a Joe Mixon game. Now, he had 26 carries. He had a good second half. He's got to be better than that this week. But look, Will Anderson, Daniil Hunter, Danico Autry, Derek Barnett, they're good pass rushers. And if they can affect the game and like they did last week against Justin Herbert, I think they can keep it close. But Andy Reid has been in this position many times before, where he's had the bye because of the number one seed. He had it in Philly. He's had it a couple of times in Kansas City. They generally come back and play focused football. And Patrick Mahomes has played 18 postseason games. He's 15-3. He's 15-3 in the postseason. It's like nobody's ever come close to anything like this. Travis Kelce has caught 19 touchdown passes in 19 postseason games. Like, I'd say the over and under of him catching a touchdown pass is pretty good. Like, they're not going to lose this game. They're going to be focused, ready. They're all about a three-peat. And I thought during much of the season, like they did the year before, they looked relatively bored during the regular season at times because they know it's all about January football and getting to the Super Bowl. And I think this will bring the best out of them on Saturday afternoon.
So, Baldy, really curious what you think about the Bears interviewing Mike McCarthy in person last night. How is their second in-person interview, but it would lead you to believe they're serious about potentially hiring him, and Ben Johnson may be their plan A, but McCarthy gives them a solid plan B.
No question. I love Mike McCarthy. And, you know, it's interesting what happened in Dallas because he walked away. Like, most people don't walk away from a negotiation for fear of, I might not get another job. I might really like the money. I've got stability and I got a safe haven. And he walked away. And I think he walked away because he had real interest out there, New Orleans, Chicago. Like, if I was Caleb Williams and I got a chance to sit down with Mike McCarthy and start drawing up an offense, a guy that has worked with Joe Montana, you know, that has worked with Alex Smith, who was the number one pick, who has worked with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you know, and most recently Dak. Like, I would want that guy's experience in my building. And I'm from Pittsburgh. Mike's a Pittsburgh guy. I trust that guy to lead my football team. Like it fell apart this year. I get it, but they won 12 games in a row, 3 years in a row in Dallas. And that's with the meddling owner and maybe not all the pieces that you needed or wanted. But I think Mike McCarthy will have interviewed very, very well. His knowledge of the game is second to none. And I'm not discounting what Ben Johnson might bring and what he might do. I know what Mike McCarthy does in front of a room. I've sat in Green Bay meetings with him, and I've seen how he takes charge of the entire team and the respect that he gets. Micah Parsons is the best player in Dallas. Like, he had the ultimate respect for Mike McCarthy. So it's offense, it's defense, it's command. I think Mike is a very good coach.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this thing works out. He came in person. We don't know if that was by his request or theirs. He's the second candidate who's come in person. The first was Ron Rivera, who is, of course, a former Bear and a former Bears defense coordinator. It's just they have such a wide net spread, and I just don't know how to read what we believe are kind of tiers of candidates. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's the right word, tiers. Like, I can't believe Mike Kafka, you know, who they interviewed, is a real candidate. Like, I like Mike, but like, I don't know what he's done in New York that says this is what we want. You know, I mean, are they really serious about Pete Carroll? Or was that just picking Pete Carroll's brain about, you know, how to build a team?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to gauge Ron Rivera at this point. I mean, everybody respects Ron. And obviously he's, you know, he's a hero from, you know, Mike Ditka's, you know, days as a player. You know, he started, I remember when Ron finished his career in Chicago, he started off in the media. And I mean, we have the same birthday. I think we both started off our careers in the media at the same time. So I've known Chico a long time, and I'm sure he's got certain things, but I, you know, that he would bring to the table. But I feel like with Caleb, you want to see the development of Caleb the way we're watching Jaden Daniels and Cliff. Like, I think every Bear fan wants to see, okay, is this guy really all the talent and everything that we've been led to believe? And it's just coaching the difference at this point and building the right roster, because we're watching Jaden Daniels win 13 games here.
Yep.
And like, nothing, he calls all offense from the line of scrimmage. Like, he looks like he's been in the offense for 8 years and he's a rookie and he's never flustered ever. So, and if you give him the ball to go win the game, he wins the game. Every single week he wins the game when he's got to go down the field and score like he did last week. So that's what every Bear fan should want. And I think Mike McCarthy goes a long ways to kind of doing that right now.
Baldy, happy belated birthday last week.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
January 7th, you and Ron Rivera.
Yeah, January 7th. Yeah, I believe in living like a wizard. So I'm going backwards in time. I'm not gaining a year. I'm losing a year. So I feel good about that.
you and Ron and I believe Lamar Jackson, believe it or not.
Is Lamar January 7th?
I think I'm pretty sure he is. I could be wrong. Let's check that.
I got to check that. You might be right about that.
Yeah.
Great athletes born on that
day.
Yeah,
how about it?
Yes, you're right, Molly.
Thank
you.
I don't know much, but things stand out in my mind.
That's great.
Great. Thanks so much, Baldy. Great catching up with you.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You bet. Talk to you next week.
That is Brian Baldinger. Does a great job. We should let you know that he is he's brought to you by the fine folks at Odyssey NFL Insider, and he's the host of the Best Football Show podcast and Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. I know your game day is always delicious.
They're always delicious. I'm very impressed at your knowledge of NFL quarterbacks' birthdays. Now do Joe Burrow.
I don't have that one at my fingertips because it was a while ago, I believe. I'm not
so
sure.
So you're just remembering last week?
I am. I remember things, David.
Okay.
You should know that about me. I am like a giant elephant of a man. That was not fair. Why are you insulting me?
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.